Hello and welcome to Talking.Golf from the Ryder Cup, presented by Iron Jock, Rob Hernandez with Gary D'Amato. We are finally to Sunday singles competition, and the United States under Captain Steve Stricker of Madison with an 11-5 lead after the first 2 days of the competition, the team competition. And Gary D'Amato, they're sitting pretty. It would be a historic collapse if they are not going to walk away from here with the Ryder Cup on Sunday. And I tell you what, the afternoon session wasn't pretty, but the morning session set them up nicely for some success here on Sunday.
Yeah, it would be a combination of a historic collapse, Rob, and a historic comeback should Europe happen to win, which we think is very, 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 very unlikely at this point. You were the one who pointed out that stat that no team has ever scored fewer than 3.5 points in Sunday singles, which happens to be the number of points Americans need to win in order to get to 14.5 and win the cup. So it would be an historic collapse, as you said, and we don't think that's going to happen.
So mathematically, it would be a historic collapse, and I think we'll talk about it in a minute. I think based on what we've seen here through 2 days, it would also be very unlike what we've seen out of the results from the first 2 days of the competition as well. Let's talk about today. In the morning foursomes competition, the United States goes 3-1, getting victories from Dustin Johnson and Colin Morikawa, Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth, Xander Schauffele, and Patrick Cantlay. The only ones not to win on the morning session, Brooks Koepka, Daniel Berger, who got knocked off by the Spanish Armada, the new Spanish Armada, 3-1. I wrote in one of my notes, I knew that José Maria Olazábal and Seve Ballesteros played a lot. They have the record, 15 times they paired together. If anybody ever doesn't pair John Rahm and Sergio Garcia together in any session of any future Ryder Cup, they ought to be taken out and disposed of on outside the Ryder Cup venue. I mean, why wouldn't you play these guys every chance you get? And we still don't know why Sergio wasn't in the lineup yesterday, other than potentially age. But boy, they've been unbeatable.
Yeah, they've got a magic chemistry going. First of all, you've got John Rahm, who's, according to the world ranking and by the eye test, the best player in the world right now. And then you've got Sergio, who's got this phenomenal record in the Ryder Cup. You put them together, they just have a magic, they just have that chemistry that you can't put your finger on and explain why it's there, but you just see it's there and you know it's there.
Do we call Dustin Johnson and Colin Morikawa the California Armada? Because they've been unbeatable too. And again, Steve Stricker made the point that you got to sit somebody sometime. And so the only guy he hasn't sat is 37-year-old Dustin Johnson here in these matches. And Dustin's responded by going 4-0. He can become the first guy to go unbeaten in 5 sessions of Ryder Cup play on the U.S. side since Hunter Mahan in 2008. And Gary, Hunter had a stellar 2-0-3 record. So unbeaten with ties. And the last guy to go 5-0, Larry Nelson in 1979. So Dustin Johnson, I can't wait to see what this Ryder Cup does for the so-called twilight of his career on the regular tour. He's still in position, he's still where he can do a lot of great things, but he's done a lot of great things here this week at Whistling Straits.
Yeah, if we call this the twilight of his career, Rob, I think it's going to be a long twilight, because he's got a lot of great years of great golf, a lot of years of great golf ahead of him. And that is a really interesting pairing, because they're so different in personality. Obviously, they're 13 years apart in age. But again, you talk about chemistry. You've got Dustin, who drives it long and straight. You've got Morikawa, who is, who's superb with an iron in his hands. And they especially go well together in foursomes, but they won a four balls match too.
Because we're trying to get out of here, folks, and quite frankly, at 11-5, the only drama left is to see whether who gets to the 14.5 point. And as we look at the pairings tomorrow, let's quick run through them. Xander Schauffele against Rory McIlroy leading things off. Then Patrick Cantlay of the United States against Shane Lowry, who had the great putt on 18 to score a point for the Europeans, not won by John Rahm or Sergio Garcia. Scottie Scheffler against Jon Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau against Sergio Garcia, Colin Morikawa against Victor Hovland, Dustin Johnson against Paul Casey, Brooks Koepka against Bernd Wiesberger, Tony Finau against Ian Poulter, Justin Thomas against Tyrrell Hatton, Harris English against Lee Westwood, Jordan Spieth against Tommy Fleetwood, and Daniel Berger against Matt Fitzpatrick. Gary, out of all those, which ones jump out as being must-see matches here on Singles Sunday?
Yeah, I can't wait to see Bryson DeChambeau against Sergio Garcia. I think that's going to be a really fun match. Scottie Scheffler is going to have his hands full with Jon Rahm. You know, obviously both teams, especially Europe, has sort of loaded up on the front end. They need to get some kind of momentum going if they're going to have any hope at all. And so Patrick has sent out his best players in the first 5 or 6 here. Victor Hovland's had a very nice Ryder Cup. Obviously Sergio and Jon Rahm going out, well, Rahm 2, Sergio 3. Rory first, though, that's a little bit of a puzzle because he has not had a good Ryder Cup. Let's face it, he just has not. So I don't know, maybe Rory really petitioned Patrick Harrington to go out first and said, let me go out first, I'm going to get a point. But if they lose that match, you know, the Americans can get some momentum early, and then it could be the floodgates could open, but we'll have to wait and see.
I don't know how he's going to get a point against Xander Schauffele, who's been equally fantastic here in this Ryder Cup. The one that I wrestled with was Shane Lowry against Patrick Cantlay. I think Shane Lowry's only played in 2 sessions here, and obviously had the big win today. Totally has the game. He's on paper a Ryder Cup rookie, but he's got age to him, so that may play in his favor. But no one's been hotter the last couple months of the season, and in these Ryder Cup matches than Patrick Cantlay either. I struggle to find a third win. I gave a nod to the Europeans in the Jon Rahm Scottie Scheffler matchup and the Sergio Garcia Bryson DeChambeau matchup only because I think, you know, Bryson's kind of, you know, at 11-5, maybe looking forward to Monday's World Long Drive Championship. So, I mean, I'm not trying to be a homer here, but, I mean, it could be 21 points for the Americans when we walk out of here tomorrow night. And I just don't see anybody on form. Even Tommy Fleetwood, you know, a lot of puzzled eyes as to why he didn't play more in these matches after going, 4-0-1 or against the Americans in France. This to me, Gary, seems like a coronation more than a championship Sunday.
You know, one other match I want to point out, Rob, that I think could be really good and I think could go Europe's way is Colin Morikawa against Victor Hovland.
Yes.
Victor's had a really good Ryder Cup. I mean, they're both Ryder Cup rookies. I think they're the same age. I think they're both 24. And obviously both world-class players. That one's going to be a great match, I think.
And Victor Hovland, along with Jon Rahm, the only golfers on the European side to play all 5 matches here this weekend, which is, you know, again, if you had told me that coming in here, I would have thought that maybe you were, maybe hitting the goofy juice there. But Victor Hovland looks great, and I think he's the kind of guy that is the future of Team Europe. And, you know, again, I think there's some great potential here. Tyrrell Hatton, his passion impresses me. I think Bernd Wiesberger and Matt Fitzpatrick, as they say, might be a Ryder Cup or two away. And of course, you know, Tommy Fleetwood was kind of on a maybe a little lesser scale than Rory McIlroy, an anomaly here this week. But, it's the Ryder Cup. Strange things happen. You know, Dustin Johnson was 1-4 over at Le Golf National. And here he is sitting at 4-0 going into the singles matches tomorrow. Horses for courses, the setup, you know, the home field advantage, whatever you want to call it. We weren't quite sure how this was going to break down on the eve of Sunday singles. Gary, has this Ryder Cup exceeded your expectations for Captain Stricker and what he's gotten out of his team?
It has a little bit, I have to say, Rob. People were asking me before the Ryder Cup started what I thought the score would be, and I told everyone 15-13 U.S.
Yeah.
I thought the U.S. had the better team, but the way Europe always shows up in the Ryder Cup, I just thought it would be a lot tighter than it's been. It surprised me how deflated and how flat the Europeans have looked, by and large, except for a couple guys that we've talked about, and just how good the Americans have looked. I mean, every American has won a match, and the only one who's, I would say, is not playing up to his usual standards is probably Jordan Spieth.
Absolutely. And to close it out, I mean, to that point, I thought today's afternoon session was more of what we thought we'd see start to finish. You had great matches. I thought for a while there that all four would go down to the 18th hole. It looks like the only one that didn't get to 17 was the Johnson-Morikawa match against Poulter and McIlroy. It was great stuff this afternoon, and to be out there for a while and hearing the roars, it kind of, you know, I guess if you're Captain Steve Stricker, you're glad you squirreled away a couple extra victories in the first three sessions, because otherwise tomorrow might be really uncomfortable. I think the afternoon today was what we were looking for.
Yeah, and you know, this Ryder Cup, I think, Rob, has been a home run in every way. I mean, the course just looks fabulous out there. It looks wonderful on TV. I don't know if there's a better-looking golf course on Earth, really, on TV than this one projects. It just looks fantastic. And the crowds have been great. There's been just only a few people that have gotten a little bit out of hand, we could say. But by and large, you know, even the Europeans are saying we've been treated great. So, you know, that was one thing Steve was a little worried about was, you know, the rowdy fans that sometimes
see. And you know what? In his news conference, he said he's not going to apologize for Justin Thomas and Daniel Berger chugging the beer on the first tee in the afternoon session. So
That was good. Yeah.
And that was what it's all about here. And I like Steve was really thoughtful about his answer to that question, because someone asked him if he thought that was the right thing to be doing, and it did kind of set the tone for a quasi celebration when they were up 9-3. And I felt the fans were doing that. And then the Europeans went out and had a good session and kind of, you know, sort of jarred everyone back into place. But, I mean, this is supposed to be a celebration. It only happens every other year. And it's probably could be a once-in-a-lifetime thing for anybody here in the state of Wisconsin who we did the math. What is it? What did we figure out? 2041 would be the next opportunity for a Ryder Cup to come back to Western Straits. And I'm not sure that's going to happen.
And look, I mean, when the U.S. goes to Europe, the same thing happens with the fans. They hear some stuff that isn't shouted normally.
Is there drinking over there, Gary?
There is alcoholic beverage available in all throughout Europe, I believe. And I mean, the same things happen. So yeah, and they celebrate like crazy, just like they should, and we should when we win here.
And it was a great scene today, both in the morning and the afternoon up there at the first tee. It'll be a great scene tomorrow. Action gets underway at 11:04 a.m. sharp with Xander Schauffele against Rory McIlroy. Last tee time will be Daniel Berger against Matt Fitzpatrick. And you want to do an over-under as to when this Ryder Cup will be clinched. What time in the afternoon, Gary D'Amato, will compare notes?
Wow. I don't know about the time in the afternoon, but I say that the Americans get 8 points. I say it's going to be a 19-9 wipeout here. That's my prediction.
19-9. I'm going to go. I'm going 19-9. So that means I got to go 20-8. And I'm going to say Brooks Koepka clinches it with his match. Although I was trying to format it as in a tweet online to have it be Dustin Johnson, because I just feel he's kind of become the heart and soul of this club. And really, you know, I've never seen the guy smile more than he has this week. So I'd love to see him smile all the way to the awards podium.
Well, I think there's going to be a lot of smiles tomorrow. And, Rob, there's also going to be some tears. Mr. Stricker, is bring the Kleenex for Steve. He's going to need some.
Absolutely. And I think the whole Stricker clan will. It's going to be a great Sunday here at Whistling Straits. Gary, appreciate your time. And we'll wrap it up again tomorrow night here on Talking.Golf from the Ryder Cup, presented by Iron Jock.